USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukraine officials released a list of more than 600 alleged Russian spies working in Europe in an attempt to call them out and weaken Russia's intelligence operations. The intelligence wing of the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine released the list of employees of the FSB, the successor agency to the KGB. The Riverdale building in Bronx, New York has been housing Russian spies in America for decades. So says former KGB agent Jack Barsky on Fox News.
That building has always housed Russian spies, Soviet spies, in Riverdale, where all the diplomats, the UN diplomats, and employees, Russian employees of the UN lived, and at least half of them were KGB.
Face-to-face talks between Russian and Ukrainian delegates are continuing in Istanbul today. Ukrainian officials are hoping to get a resolution to the humanitarian crisis in their country. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
NASA is prepared to go back to the moon sooner than you think.
Many folks have been wondering for decades when we would touch the lunar surface again. During Monday's 2022 State of NASA address from the Kennedy Space Center, Administrator Bill Nelson says your wondering days are almost over.
That day is coming soon, because not long from now, right out there on pad 39B, 8.8 million pounds of thrust will propel an uncrewed Artemis 1 into the heavens.
And then Nelson said Artemis will carry a crew to the moon and onto Mars by 2040. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The sanctions imposed on Russia for invading Ukraine appear to be wearing off as Russia's economy is gaining strength. The Russian ruble jumped to more than 1 month high in Moscow trade on Tuesday, getting past 88 to the dollar, while stocks regained some ground in the fourth session since trading resumed after a near month-long suspension. USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
Danny Dannon, Israel's permanent representative to the United Nations, says President Biden appears to want to sign a new Iran nuclear deal at any price, and that would be a big problem for the world. Mr. Dannon went on to say in recent weeks, three mediators resigned from the U.S. negotiating team because they felt they were not representing the real interests of the United States. The Biden administration is removing another Trump administration policy, the former president at a rally over the weekend.
In fact, I stand as the only president of the 21st century on whose watch Russia and Putin did not invade any other country. He never invaded. And also during my 4 years, China never invaded Taiwan.
Biden's decision to allow some Chinese imports to bypass tariffs that former President Donald Trump had in place will cause hardships for U.S. companies. Republican Congressman Representative Rob Whitman on Newsmax.
Of the countries that are in power across the world. And Ronald Reagan's adage of peace through strength is incredibly important. And what we saw is when there is assertive and strong U.S. leadership, we don't see issues around the world where others try to take advantage of what's happening here in the United States. I argue that a strong United States military prevents these sorts of occurrences, as we've seen in Russia, with them in this unprovoked attack against the sovereign nation of Ukraine.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.